Well, let's speak now to Bruce Williamson from the independent railway campaign group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Tony.
So, hi. We'll talk in a moment about the wider future of rail in this country. But let's for now just have a look at TransPennine. What's gone wrong and how can the government claw this back?
Well, I agree with your previous commenters that there isn't a magic bullet, a quick fix here. And I think it's right that they lost their franchise because their performance was so appallingly bad. But rail is a very, very long-term game. You know, it's turning around a supertanker here. So the idea that you give the franchise to someone else, whether nationalised or another commercial one, and they fix everything overnight is just a fantasy, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I said earlier on that this operator of last resort business model now that's being used for TransPennine, it's also being used for Northern, LNER and Southeastern trains as well. So it's not the first time it's happening. It just does beg the question of whether the rail network is ever going to be fit for purpose, Bruce.
Yeah, when was it ever? I don't know. There is a little bit of potential good news. So you mentioned LNER, which is one of the examples, I think, where it was given up by a franchisee and then the operator of a last resort managed to improve services, albeit, gradually and not overnight. What do we do? Again, I repeat, rail is a long-term business. What rail has suffered from in this country is short-termism from governments of every colour, and they get you get feast and famine. You know, HS2 is on. Oh, no, we're going to cut it back. Oh, no, we're going to open it again. And then, electrification. Yes, we'll electrify this line. No, we're not going to do that. And that creates chaos. So a period of stability would be really nice. Mm. And a period, a long period, a policy of long-term investment, I think, would also help things enormously.
The difficulty there. And coincidentally, we're talking about SATs on the show today, and that's such a polarising argument because there are those firmly in favour and those not. And similarly with rail, you've got this political ideology. On the one hand, you've got the Conservatives who favour privatisation. On the other hand, you've got Labour who say they're going to renationalise the first chance they get. So there's never going to be stability, is there, if the two main political parties are so anti each other's position?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right that it is ideologically driven, and we have this sort of bizarre situation where at the moment, we have a Conservative government which is effectively nationalising the rail network by stealth. They won't admit it, and they probably don't like the idea of it and would like to return to some sort of privatised network. The old system of franchising is certainly dead. We talk about franchises now. They're actually contracts. And I think possibly a lot of people aren't aware that when you pay your rail ticket fare, that goes straight to the government. The rail operators are being paid a fixed contract to run the railways, to a particular timetable. I know there are some sort of performance incentives in there. It's not a franchise.
On that particular notion, then the fact it's the taxpayers, even in this model, taking the risk. So there is a parallel there between nationalisation, is there not?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, the taxpayer is taking the risk and the benefit if a particular line is profitable. But yeah, I mean, even under the original franchised, privatised railway, it was very much micromanaged from the centre with the DfT at the helm. So, I think the idea of a total free market fantasy for the Conservatives is never going to happen. They won't renationalise it en masse or admit that they've nationalised it partly, and Labour obviously clearly want to. But, the key to this isn't really ownership. It's about management. And I think where you have good management in the railway, then you get those better results.
Yeah, but just looking, I mean, I'm old enough to remember British Rail. You sound like a young snip of a lad, Bruce. I don't know, but British Rail back in the day was a byword for failure and mismanagement. And there are those who argue that it did its job. But just reading back about its initial objectives, people say again there were lost opportunities. They simply replaced existing lines. They didn't think ahead to the future. So, is the truth about this? If we can try and be objective, is the truth there's somewhere in the middle between privatisation and nationalisation? There is a model that may suit everybody, or is that never going to be agreed upon?
I think part of the problem is you have the railways are by their very nature a natural monopoly. and the franchising system, or you know, any system where you've got contractees and various different organizations trying to work together, creates a fragmentation which creates inefficiency and extra costs. So, you know, the announcement of Great British Railways, if it ever happens, I think is a step in the right direction to integrate the railway and make it work as one.
What's the guarantee? Sorry, just to jump in at that point, but you finish your point in a second. But what's the guarantee, even if it's renationalized, that the management improves?
Well, there's none whatsoever. You know, absolutely right. It's all about the, I suppose, the management structure above British Rail or Great British Railways or whoever that is, which ultimately comes back to the government. And I think, yeah, it always does, whether nationalised or privatised. It's under the control of the government, and the government has to take responsibility for whether it's working well or not.
What is your instinct then, Bruce? We're about to do what it seems no government does really, and look 10, 20, 30 years ahead. I know HS2 could arguably be along those lines, but what is your instinct as far as railways are concerned in this country?
Well, again, there's no magic bullet, no quick fix. I fear that we will sort of bumble along, you know, bodging it, you know, making short-term changes, partly down to the change of government. I would love to see a cross-party long-term strategy for the railways. And I think that is really the only magic bullet, but it's a very, very long-term magic bullet. There isn't an overnight quick fix.
No, but then you have to find that middle ground, don't you? And at the moment, both sides are a mile apart.
Yeah, but a lot of those investment decisions, HS2, rolling stock, again, they're controlled centrally. So even if you're, you know, hiring a franchisee to run the trains and buying your trains from, you know, a privatised rail train manufacturer, it's still being managed centrally by government, and there's no getting away from that.
The analogy that springs to mind, Bruce, is that the political parties are like the parallel tracks, and we need to find the points at some point. Well, time will tell. Bruce, great to talk to you.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bruce Williamson there from the Independent Railway Campaign Group, Rail Future. If you're invested in that story, if you're a passenger or work within the rail network and you've got any thoughts, let us know. 85058 at BBC 5 Live.